Research shows you might make love to a robot if you're sexually aroused. An Indiana politician comes out as a woman of color. And parents are angry after a video shows the students and the school staff competing in a whipped cream licking competition. These are the weird stories for Monday on the Weird AF News Podcast, the only daily weird news podcast in the universe. New research shows sexual arousal leads to a greater chance you'll get intimate with a robot. It's the sound of science. Nice to know we're spending all kinds of money on research to find out what you'll sleep with if you're aroused enough. Greater sexual arousal leads to greater willingness to get intimate with robots. Let me tell you something, scientists. You didn't need to do a study of that. Sexual arousal leads to a greater willingness to get intimate with a tree and a fire hydrant. I mean, if we're talking about men here, man. I've seen men dry hump a door before. I mean, this will happen if they're aroused enough. Let's keep reading. Let's find out what these geniuses found out. It's a professional journal of sex research. Oh, you know, these guys are just, they're on point, guys. Many people have expressed concern about robots taking over our workforce, it says here. But how about your sex life? A study published in the Journal of Sex Research suggests that sexual arousal can cause people to be more likely to have sex with a robot. I mean, this is just dumb. I am the Sexbot 4000. You will need to provide a lot of lube because I don't do it manually. Advances in technology have led to recent breakthroughs in terms of AI and robots. Okay, let's learn about the new sex robot technology. Have they combined AI with the sex robot? So can the robot have sex with you and then write your term paper as well? It says here, tools like ChatGPT have made headlines for being so advanced they can pass standardized tests like the LSAT and the MCAT. Concern with the ramifications of this sort of technology dominates conversations about academic integrity and job security as well. With considerable worry about vocational and educational repercussions, should we wonder if this technology could be a threat to other aspects of our lives? Here's a quote from Simon Dubé and his colleagues in their study. They work over there doing sex studies. It's hard work. Here's a quote from Simon. Despite the advent of machines whose bodies and behavior are designed to elicit sexual arousal, and the potential impact of such machines on our sexual decision-making processes, researchers have yet to examine whether sexual arousal may influence our willingness to engage erotically with such artificial partners, even robots. Yeah, well, I mean, if you're engaged erotically, you know, if you're sexually aroused, there's a chance that you'll get with whatever's in your arm's reach, perhaps. That's just what I think. You didn't have to pay me millions of dollars to come up with that either. It's just, I learned that from just observations, from just being around horny dudes for the majority of my life. I myself have been a horny dude for a number of decades as well. I'm not saying I'd have sex with a robot. I mean, it depends on what it's wearing. To explore people's willingness to engage in an intimate relationship with a robot and how it is affected by sexual arousal, these researchers utilized a convenient sample of over 300 adult participants recruited through the internet and word of mouth. Word of mouth, that's weird. We just ask your buddies, that's softball. Hey, anybody want to get aroused and then hang out with a robot and see if you'll sleep with it? We'll give you $50. It says all participants needed to be fluent in English and have watched pornography right before. Okay, so you're watching porn with a robot and see what happens. Man, if you watch porn with a lampshade, man, you'll be getting it on with the lampshade in a minute. Participants completed a two-part, 60-minute survey online. Oh, it's one of these survey researchers. You can't trust these. In the first part of the survey, I think I hit puberty there. Bring in the robot, I'm ready. I'll do you in a closet, robot. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, woo. Shut the door, turn off the lights, light a candle. I'm gonna dry hump you in a closet. Okay, sorry. I've had some chemicals. In the first part of the survey, the participants filled out measures on demographics and their willingness to engage intimately with both people and robots. Really, that was your survey? Yeah, how likely are you to get intimate with a person? Pretty likely, but it's been a while. how likely are you to get intimate with your Sony PlayStation? Well, I don't know. It depends. Have I had any Four Loko prior to that? What about, did I take that blue pill? Because I'll put my penis in anything if I take the blue pill. Okay, 1 week after this, the participants were asked to complete part two. Ooh, let's find out the complex part two. Was it more questions about whether or not you'd sleep with a gadget? They interviewed these participants in part two. They had a 10-minute long video of people engaging in sexual activity. Whoa, on video. Basically, they shot porn, it sounds like. And they completed measures on sexual arousal and willingness to erotically engage with people and robots. See, so out there, there's some video of 100 dudes getting with a robot, it seems like. Don't worry, it's in good hands. Researchers have it. It's not going to make its way on Pornhub, I'm sure, unless these researchers are broke at some point and they want to make a little extra scratch on the side. Yeah, I said scratch because I'm an old jazz musician. Well, it says here Simon Dubé, this genius, and his smart-ass colleagues found that people were more likely to report being willing to have sex with a robot while experiencing higher levels of sexual arousal. After viewing an explicit video, participants endorsed being more likely to have an intimate relationship, befriend, or even have sex with a robot. There was no significant difference regarding their likelihood to love a robot pre- and post-video. Compared to women, let's learn something. Men reported higher levels of willingness in regard to having sex with robots and engaging in an intimate relationship with robot, both pre and post viewing the sexually explicit videos. Yeah, I could have told you that. Men are disgusting. There was no significant gender differences in likeliness of falling in love with or being friends with a robot, though. This study took steps into better understanding how sexual arousal can affect decision-making in regard to having an erotic relationship with a robot. Despite this, there are limitations to note. One such limitation is that this study utilized a convenience sample that was predominantly made up of white educated participants. Additionally, this study utilized self-report measures, which are vulnerable to bias. Exactly. These self-report measures, which are basically, you know, written surveys. I mean, they call this science. It's really not, though. And it's a big ass waste of money. I don't know what these idiots get paid to do this kind of crap. It's just a waste. It's the same people that get paid all that money to find out if sharks enjoyed jazz music or classical music. I mean, it's just stupid stuff. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here with a nut allergy in a closet. Come on! An Indiana politician comes out as a woman of color. That wouldn't be a weird story, except for I'm looking at a photo of this politician, and it's a white dude. Looks like a white dude. Probably doesn't identify as a white dude, clearly, but looks like a white dude to me. Okay, identifying as a woman of color. I didn't know you could do that. Let's find out what's on the menu, guys. Maybe there's something out there for you. In a recent social media post, Delaware County Councilman Ryan Webb announced he now identifies as an American Indian woman. Wait a minute, I thought we weren't calling them Indians. They're indigenous persons, indigenous entities, I think they're called. He's identifying now as an American indigenous entity, female indigenous entity. Now, I'm screwing this up already. Oh, canceled. He's canceled already in the first paragraph. How did it happen? I was trying to walk the straight and narrow, guys. It's hard in 2023. There's so many cultural rules and language. There's language police out there. Sometimes they come after me. It says, while Councilman Webb has received some support, he says he's been facing some backlash. Yeah, because you look like a white dude. I'm guessing that's why you're facing backlash. And I'm sure your wife doesn't appreciate you now identifying as a woman. I'm just kidding. I don't even know if he's married. Let's keep reading and find out. We have a quote from someone named Dana, who's a political strategist, because Dana doesn't want to get a real career. Here's the quote. I'm hoping this individual's not making a mockery of what it means to be in a marginalized community, but I have a feeling that's exactly what is happening. Maybe it is. Let's keep reading. Ryan Webb is the guy. He declined an interview, but he's giving his statements on social media. He says, our family has been receiving violent threats throughout the days from intolerable liberals who refuse to accept my decision to live my life however that I choose. I don't really see how an interview will improve my situation. I'm not giving any interviews. There is a group out there, unfortunately. It's called Indiana Progressives. They've organized a hate and a harassment campaign against me and my family. They publish my address. They're encouraging people to unlawfully congregate at my home. You can read their comments on my public post as well. This is harassment. I have to look out for the safety of my family, including our six children. Six children! He's now a woman. He says, there are people with serious mental health issues encouraging people who are unwelcome to come to my house, so I think it's best to politely decline any interviews. Yeah, all right, man. You don't have to do an interview. And it's not okay that people are coming to your house. They shouldn't have published your address. He goes on to say, it is unfortunate I cannot simply be given the same space and respect to explore my identity that so many of those targeting me demand for themselves. I've recently decided to live my life however I choose to identify, which happens to be as a woman of color. My American Indian heritage is not up for debate, although many would like it to be. It's possible I might change my mind down the road. I might change my mind. The process of identity exploration is complex. Oftentimes at the end of our journey, we end up right back where we started. Now, Webb went on to say, to avoid confusion, everyone continue to address me as Ryan or as Councilman Webb, whichever you prefer. I'm going to retain my preferred pronouns of he, him, however. This will in no way diminish my true identity as a woman of color, though, but you can still call me he, him, but I am a woman of color. You're just confusing us all the more, Ryan. We're trying to, even those trying to understand and roll with the situation, it's just... It's very convoluted that you are identifying as a woman of color, but retaining the pronouns he, him. I guess it's your choice, but I think everyone's getting confused. We have another quote from this guy, Dana. Who wouldn't want to be a black woman, man? Who wouldn't want to be a black woman? But in reality, when you're taking up space that should be for black women, that's pretty problematic. I think Ryan's a non-factor. There are real issues that people need to be focusing on, policies that are going to impact lives. Unless he's writing a policy that is going to harm communities, that should not be our focus at the end of the day. Yeah, I agree. It shouldn't be your focus. What should be focused on is policies. You really got to keep an eye on these lawmakers, man. They do squirrely things behind our backs. And I mean, this guy's a Republican, so you know, he's doing extra unsavory things when it comes to policy making, I'm sure. Josie, how could you put down Republicans? I have experience. That's how I can do it. It's very rare to find a Republican man that identifies as a woman of color, though. This must be, it's a very rare occurrence, I would think. Probably getting it from both sides, unfortunately. I feel bad for the guy. But hey, I don't want to judge. I'm going to judge him on how he does his job. I'm not sure how that is, but that's how I'm going to judge him.
Yay!
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Parents are outraged after a video shows the students and the school staff competing in a whipped cream licking competition. Man, what's going on in schools these days? I never had this much fun. A whipped cream licking contest? I would have enjoyed that. I like whipped cream. I like to watch people lick whipped cream. Who doesn't want to watch people lick whipped cream? Here's the real question, though, and maybe researchers could get to the bottom of this. If I'm aroused, will I enjoy watching a robot lick some whipped cream? Nah, I think we should spend millions to find that out. Now, we have the parents of a middle school in Washington State. They're outraged. They're always outraged. Everybody's outraged. It's so cool to be outraged these days. Are you guys outraged about anything? Please don't tell me. I don't want to hear about it. They're outraged after a video from a school assembly revealed teachers and students engaged in a whipped cream licking competition. What I want to know is, where was the whipped cream located? That'll let me know whether or not this outrage is justified. Because if the whipped cream is located on other students and staff, then, you know, this could be an issue. I mean, imagine everybody licking the janitor. I mean, that wouldn't be okay. In a video that has since gone viral, the teachers and students at Desert Hills Middle School can be seen licking whipped cream off of a clear pane of plexiglass while standing on opposite sides. So they're facing each other. There's glass between them, and each of them are licking. So they're kind of like making out through the glass in a way. That's a little weird. Who came up with this? This is a very questionable school contest, I would say. Now, there was a point to it. The object of the game was to be the first team to successfully lick off all the whipped cream on the team's respective pane. Are you cleaning these panes before people are licking it, or are we just licking off the same one without it being clean? We're just kind of coming out of COVID. Maybe not do like whipped cream licking on glass and we're all licking it kind of contests. That's just my opinion. The effect, it says here, however, made it appear as if the teachers and students were kissing. Yeah, it does look like that. I mean, it's just a creepy, weird thing to be doing. You have a student, you know, 15 years old, licking a glass, and right on the other side is a grown-ass man also licking the glass. It looks like they're kissing. It's just very odd. This event reportedly took place at the school during an assembly just prior to spring break. They must have been really bored. Parents and members of the public became aware of the event after videos were shared more than 1,000 times on social media. Many parents were upset by the inappropriate nature of the game, adding that they were shocked that any adult could approve this activity, thinking that it was harmless. Outraged, parents and members of the community contacted the school district, demanding to know who approved this licking activity and why, prompting a response from the superintendent of the school district, Dr. Tracy Pierce. Ooh, she's a doctor. Ooh, maybe she'll have a good excuse for this. Tracy said, "This activity does not reflect the high standards we hold for our staff members as outlined in our district policies. The content of a video being shared on social media is highly concerning, and the situation is currently being investigated by the district." Yes, it should be investigated. And that's the end of the article. I mean, this kind of stuff I've covered on the show many, many times. It's the fallout of what happens when you hire idiots to teach the children. Unfortunately, the best minds in our culture don't want to do those teaching jobs because they don't pay very well. They got to deal with oftentimes overcrowded classrooms, a lack of supplies, a very small budget, especially public schools. And they're dangerous, of course. All kinds of danger at a school. You're risking your life for very little money. So the best minds in our culture are going into tech. They're making boatloads of money. And this is what you get. You get dummies in charge of your children during the day. How do you feel, guys? I mean, we need to pour more money into education. You got to get higher quality individuals. And until that changes, you're going to get stuff like this. And worse. I've covered worse events at schools. I mean, really. That just a week ago, that teacher was having a fight club in her class. I mean, come on. This is what's happening. Oh, man. I mean, you got to homeschool your kids right now. Or don't have them, as you know. I got the vasectomy because I'm just afraid of this sort of thing, among other things. But I don't know. What do you guys think? Parents out there, call the show. 646-450-2012.
Yay!
Thank you so much for listening to Weird AF News. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so. Or if you're listening on Spotify, I believe you just have to like it. And then you're on board. You're hooked. I get my hooks into you 5 days a week. Weird news. This is what we offer here. And on Friday, we only do weird news out of Florida. So I hope you enjoyed that Florida Friday episode, by the way. I thought it was a very good one. I listened to it again over the weekend. I was like, not bad. Sometimes I'm good, guys. If you want to support the show because you're a huge fan, you're like a super fan, as they say. You know, Weird AF News just, you know, it gets you randy, baby. If you would like to support the show with a couple of dollars a month, just consider joining the Patreon. It's like buying Jonesy a cup of coffee every month. You also get extra weird content that I put into the Patreon. It's just extra stuff that I like to share, stuff that I come across in my daily weird perusals. Yeah, I'm always perusing for weird, as you know. And I get a lot of weird stuff sent to me, and some of it's not appropriate for the podcast, so I'll stick it in the Patreon in there. So you get that. You can also buy me coffee off my website, weirdafnews.com. It's pretty cool. I'm going to be leaving for Las Vegas tomorrow. I'm doing 4 shows and 3 nights currently. Might add another show on Friday, but yeah, we got a show Tuesday, 2 shows Wednesday, 1 show Thursday. I'm not going to go through all the venues because I can't even remember what they are. The first one's at a lounge, Batavia Lounge. I can't remember the name of these things. They're all on my Instagram, though. I put the flyers for every show is on my Instagram. If you follow me at Funny Jones, you can see where I'm at, and you can come on by. I believe most of their shows are free for audience. So anyways, yeah. Check me out on Instagram at Funny Jones and just, you know, stay in touch with me. Let me know you're doing okay. I want to know, you know, thinking about you.